brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com with us for five more minutes. And he was bringing up what's happening in Europe. I mean, I was reading, they're saying you can come into Euro, but you can't leave. We're going to search you. We're going to take your money. ATM withdrawals will be restricted. And I heard this from sources, well, Bob Chapman, State Department sources, a year and a half ago. The TSA is acting like this now on the highways. They admit that's going to be their mission. I mean, at a certain point, I avoid the airports now with my family, but I mean, if they try to pull me over and grope my family as a symbol of my submission to them, my prisoner training, I don't know what I'm going to do at this point, Lou. What's your take on what's happening in Europe and anything else on your radar?
Pick up on your last point. We've already had a number of cases where people's cash has been confiscated from them. The cops stop them, and this is their own cash. They've earned it honestly. But yeah, the government doesn't want you to have it. I would say, you know, always do the opposite of what the government wants you to do. And whether you're a European or an American, I hope to goodness everybody has got some significant amount of cash outside of the banks. Of course, you ought to have gold and silver as well as the key part of your investments. But you ought to have some cash. It's always fun to take cash out of the bank. They hate it. It's a fun thing to go and take. They don't want you to do it. It's because they pyramid on it. They inflate on top of it. So you're doing you're helping all of society as well as yourself when you take some money out of the bank. And I hope people in Europe are doing this. And of course, we've seen this in Argentina and other places where ATM withdrawals have indeed been restricted. And so take that as a signal. What's happening in Europe? Well, everybody's being crucified for the sake of the banks. They talk about bailing out Greece. You know, they're not bailing out Greece. Spain is not being bailed out. I was glad at least Spain did things a little more honestly this time. The money went directly to the banks. It didn't even go through the government. So all this is about bailing out the banks, not Greece being bailed out or whatever, and the higher taxes and so forth being forced on these countries. It's to pay off the banks, all the banks that hold the government debt. And there's no way to do it, by the way. There is going to have to be a default. There's not enough productivity in the whole world to undo what these rotten banks have done, these fractional reserve banksters who are in league with the government. Same in our own country. They're very, very powerful. Europe and the United States are sort of bankocracies. We saw it when Jamie Dimon was testifying before the Senate committee the other day, and they're all bowing and scraping before him. The senators were salaming Jamie Dimon because, of course, it is the big banks that are in control. But one thing, first of all, you need to educate yourself about banking. Murray Rothbard's great book, The Mystery of Banking, I can't recommend. And you don't need to be an economist. It's so well written, so easy to read, and so informative. You'll understand for the first time in your life what banking is about and what's wrong with the current state of banking. But again, take your money out of the bank. Deal as much as you can in cash. You know, they hate it. And in fact,
they want the cashless society so they can, like Bank of America, force fees on $5 every time you use your own bank card.
No,
we just lost Lou's Skype there for just a moment. We'll see if he's able to come back up. If not, that was a powerful interview with Lou Rockwell, LouRockwell.com. And I totally agree with him on the Ron Paul thing. There's no way he's going to be endorsing Mitt Romney. And people that say, hey, get behind the Republicans, Obama's bad. Look, the whole system's a fraud. We got to stop playing games. The reason I supported Ron Paul is because, okay, he's back. We got 1 minute to say bye. Thank you so much, Lou Rockwell. How do we support LouRockwell.com?
Well, first read it, LEWRockwell.com, look at our ads. We're supported, of course, in the voluntary free market, unlike the government, which is supported by a gun to your head to grab your money, just like you, Alex. It's all the voluntary free market. So take a look at our ads. We also welcome contributions if you like what the site is. But most important, read it. It's new every day, except the weekend is one single day.
It's invaluable. Thank you. Lou, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, we'll be back with Governor Gary Johnson running for president as a libertarian. Hopefully Ron Paul will endorse him. We'll be right back. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Gary Johnson joins us for the next 52 minutes. We will take a few calls starting at the bottom of the hour. If you'd like to talk to Governor Johnson specifically on policies, issues, election 2012, how you can support him. He is the Libertarian presidential nominee and candidate for 2012 for president. And Governor Johnson has been referred to as the most fiscally conservative governor in the country. He was the Republican governor of New Mexico from 95 to 2003. He is best known for his veto record, which includes over 750 vetoes. So he's kind of like a Ron Paul-style governor. But he's also for decriminalization of marijuana, a lot of other issues. He is a true libertarian in every sense of the word. And I hope Ron Paul endorses him, because Ron Paul endorsed Chuck Baldwin for the Constitution Party 4 years ago, when it was clear Ron Paul couldn't win because of media demonization and cheating and things like that. Same thing happened this time, but he had even more support. Rand has created a firestorm by supporting Mitt Romney. And let me tell you, that is, again, the night and day compared to somebody like Governor Johnson. It's not just that he endorsed some Republican, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mitt Romney, who changes like a weather vane, who constantly flip-flops, who wrote what became Obamacare. I don't want to get into a rant. The point is that You'll never build a third party. You'll never break the stranglehold of the Crips and the Bloods, the Republicans and the Democrats, as Ventura calls them, if we don't start changing things. And he should be in the national debates. It shouldn't just be Mitt Romney and Obama, both paid for by Goldman Sachs, who have different rhetoric. One's against gay marriage, one's for it. Total football issue that they just bring up to distract people, regardless of which side of that you're on. And we're going to get Governor Johnson's take on all this, his policies and more. Joining us via video Skype, if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or listening on XM166 or other systems. Sir, obviously I want to get into your campaign, but what do you make and what have your supporters made of Rand Paul coming out and endorsing Mitt Romney? And are you obviously hoping that Ron Paul will endorse you and swing his huge, huge grassroots of tens of millions towards you?
Well, Alex, I was asked for Ron Paul's endorsement by Ron Paul in 2008. I readily gave that endorsement. And when I dropped out of the Republican Party, process here running for president, I asked all my supporters, hey, support Ron Paul. So I'm a Ron Paul fan. I think by his own admission, he's not going to get the nomination. So where does his support go? I'd love to have his support. I think that what he and I are saying are the same. I think it's important that I am in the national debates against Romney and Obama. I'm going to be the only candidate that doesn't want to bomb Iran. I'm going to be the only candidate that wants to get out of Afghanistan now, bring home the troops. I'm the only candidate that's advocating, I'm promising to submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013, believing that if we don't fix our budget, that if we don't spend within our means, we're going to find ourselves in the midst of a monetary collapse. And what that is that the money that we have doesn't buy a thing. And I don't see life in America as very pleasant when the money that we have doesn't buy a thing.
And Ron Paul needs to endorse you sooner rather than later because...
Alex, I'm not expecting his endorsement. So we're not asking for it. I'm not expecting it. But that said, it's about his supporter. It's about everybody listening, I think, and everybody listening having a voice. And I'm presenting myself as that voice.
But it's a no-brainer. If he didn't endorse John McCain... that he can't endorse Mitt Romney. He's got to. He was a libertarian presidential candidate in '88, as you know.
Well, I know that, and I think there's Rand coming out and endorsing Romney. I mean, that's all about politics and somehow staying part of the Republican Party. I talked to Republican supporters of Ron Paul in Fort Worth just the other night. And they were imploring me to stay within the Republican Party and to work within the Republican Party, that they had worked really hard to make changes within the Republican Party and wanted those changes to stick. Look, I completely agree with that. I applaud all the Ron Paul supporters that have worked so hard to really try and change and continue to try and change the Republican Party. But come over to the Libertarian Party. There aren't any changes that are going to have to be made.
Well, if anybody thinks Mitt Romney is going to turn against Goldman Sachs and the globalists and all the rest of it, they've got another thing coming. I mean, Mitt Romney is going to do what his special interests want him to do, and that's why I'm worried about Rand down the road, because Romney probably will get in. You know, you're there basically to inject real issues. I wish you would win, but people should get behind you. And everybody's turning against Obama right now. Barring some big crisis or war or staged event, I think Obama's toast. The writing's on the wall. The left is turning against him. The establishment's turning against him. It's starting to look like a rout here. The sharks smell blood. And then it's going to be Mitt Romney and Rand Paul now has hitched his wagon to that. What's he going to do when Mitt Romney says torture is good, NDAA is good, attack Iran is good? I mean, that's what Mitt Romney stands for.
It is what Mitt Romney stands for. Mitt Romney says, hey, let's balance the federal budget, but you know what? We need to grow defense spending a little bit, and we need to hold Medicare harmless. Well, you can't do that. I finished the second grade. The mathematics doesn't add up. look, we need to cut $1.4 trillion from the federal budget now. That is a 43% reduction in federal spending. I would be the only candidate if I'm in the debates. A libertarian candidate for president, me, I'm going to be on the ballot in all 50 states. I think that that is very significant.
No, I agree. Governor, people should get behind you. And then the argument, well, that'll just put Obama in. I don't think that squares with it. I think you're going to have a lot of Democrats who are mad at Obama as well voting for you.
Well, really, I come at libertarian candidates. I being the libertarian nominee for president, me, I'm going to come at Obama hard from the left, from a standpoint of civil liberties, and I'm going to come at Romney hard from the right, from the standpoint of dollars and cents and balancing the federal budget. In the few states where they've actually done an analysis of who I take more votes from, I actually take more votes from Obama, which doesn't surprise me, but the analysis is somewhat mixed, which holds to my belief that I end up taking equally from both parties, and I take from a group independents that wouldn't ordinarily vote. Well, I think maybe I'm going to give independents a reason to vote, or I'm going to give a lot of people a reason to vote, that their vote would actually be cast in an ideological way that says, look, we care about civil liberties, and look, we care about a balanced budget.
Where do you stand? Because Rand Paul is doing some good work saying he's proposing a bill protecting Americans from drone surveillance without warrants. Well, what about the Pentagon? They're not supposed to be domestically involved. And now the head of the Army came out in the CFR report 2 weeks ago and said, hey, we want to put troops, armed troops, in every city to aid the police. I mean, this is, I might as well move to Guatemala or Nigeria or Saudi Arabia or get to teleport back to Nazi Germany to or North Korea right now. I mean, just the racing of the CIA director saying, we're listening to you without warrants, ha, ha, ha. Why do you think they're going so crazy right now, both political parties, like a cancer metastasizing? I mean, what's your take on all that?
Well, it's about electing leaders that aren't standing up to this. We need to have a leader stand up against this. I'm going to be the only candidate for president that wants to abolish the Department of Homeland Security. This stuff, as you point out, every single day, it's getting worse, not better. And if you think it's going to change electing Romney, you know, you're crazy. And, of course, this has gotten worse under Obama. It's going to continue to get worse under Obama.
It is, absolutely. Again, GaryJohnson2012.com. Is that the best website for folks to visit?
That is the best website to visit. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. GaryJohnson2012.com, folks. And you win, win, win. A protest vote, injecting ideas. He could win. I mean, things have happened like this. But regardless, we've got to support somebody from outside the power structure. I'm sorry, I'm not endorsing Mitt Romney, folks, the author of Obamacare, Mr. Anti-Gun, any of it. It's not going to happen. He loves the drug war. He loves, you know, all of it. We've got to support somebody else. Now, I know they fought to keep you out of debates. They fought to keep you. I mean, the system's scared of you because they know you're a real constitutional libertarian, you know, slash old line conservative common sense. So they're very, very afraid of you. They've tried to really suppress you like they did Ron Paul 4 years ago. What do we do, because you're on in all 50 states, to make sure you're in the debate when the two parties have hijacked that? What do we do to make sure that they can't blacklist you?
Well, it's getting online, GaryJohnson2012.com, to get the following information, and that is contact all the polling organizations so that I'm in the polls. That was really the issue with the debates and the Republican Party. I wasn't in the polls that determined who got in the debates. When I'm in the polls right now, I'm polling anywhere between 7 and 9% nationally. I think most the biggest contributor to the fact that I'm 7 to 9% is the fact that I'm the third name. But as this goes forward, it's more than just a third name. It is someone who is stronger than Obama on civil liberties, and it's someone who's stronger than Mitt Romney when it comes to dollars and cents.
Governor, stay there. Stay there. We got to go to break. Wow. But I mean, what a great point. They won't even let him get his name in the polls. Or like when Ron Paul would win a debate and win in the poll, they just wouldn't show him. Incredible. Look at the fraud. The system does not want us supporting Gary Johnson. We need to. Libertarian or president, not supporting Mitt Romney.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
Your calls are coming up in the next segment for Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, very successful out there, sticking to his promises. And he is running as a Libertarian candidate. And in the past, Ron Paul would have endorsed the Libertarian candidate or the Constitution Party candidate. And I'm telling you, it will be a departure from what Ron Paul normally does. And the Ron Paul we love if he doesn't endorse somebody. And Gary Johnson is who he needs to endorse. I know that some people that are working for Ron Paul, the Politico types, want to be big stars in the Republican Party, but this isn't about that. It isn't about, just going into the Republican Party and being taken over. And I know a lot of Ron Paul people think that's happening, and that's good. But we've had a great Republican Party platform here in Texas for a long time. They never follow it. So the ideas of, maybe Ron Paul should endorse Romney so he gets a speaking slot that almost no one watches now. I mean, these things are a joke. These things are a joke. And there's a real disenchantment. Congress has a 9% approval rating. Governor Johnson, it took people only 6 months to start waking up to Obama that he'd conned them. Used to, it took people 3-4 years to wake up to a politician. Are voters starting to get more savvy? I mean, why do you think the American people are buying millions of guns a month?
No, I think that that's exactly the case. And I would like to point out that so much is made about working together. Working together is just code in Washington to spend more money. I'd like to point out that when it comes to Obama and Romney, that I have more governmental executive experience than the two of them combined. And if your initial knee jerk is, we don't need people with more government experience. My experience in government is saying no to government spending, is saying no to the attacks on our civil liberties. I may have vetoed more legislation than the other 49 governors in the country combined. That's my experience. I am promising to submit a balanced budget to Congress in the year 2013. I am promising to veto any legislation where expenses exceed revenue. Are they going to override my veto? Yeah, they sure are. They're going to have to. But I'm going to argue that spending will be lower in that scenario than any other scenario possible. Imagine a libertarian president challenging Obama to repeal, or excuse me, challenging Democrats in Congress to repeal the Patriot Act, to abolish the Department of Homeland Security, to let's not bomb Iran, to get out of Afghanistan. Imagine a libertarian president challenging Republicans in Congress to get some starch. Imagine a libertarian president vetoing a Republican spending bill that spends too much. Get some starch. Let's save the country.
I agree with you. But I mean, you've gone over the numbers. We had Lou Rockwell on earlier talking about it. Even if they hyperinflate, we're going to go bankrupt. And government, it looks like, has decided like a cancer to just eat everything, to totally take over. Don't the defense contractors, don't the welfare people, don't the unions, don't they all know that the course we're going on will wreck everything? Don't they get it? Don't they understand? Or is it just the special interests just don't care? They're in there snatching for whatever they can get right now.
Well, I think people do understand. And unless they have a clear choice, and I don't mean Obama and Romney, where Romney says, let's slash spending, but you just scratch the surface a little bit. And he wants to increase spending for defense. And I cringe every time I call the Department of War the Department of Defense. But we should increase spending for the Department of Defense, and we should hold Medicare harmless. Well, and for those listening, for everyone in this country, look, if we don't spend within our means, if we don't cut Medicare spending by 43%, we're going to find ourselves without a health care system at all. And that's what's at stake here. If we don't fix this, we're all going down together, all of us. And that would be mutual sacrifice on all of our parts. And I think really key to this, too, is mutual. This needs to be fair. And the country is anything but fair. It's up for sale. Both parties sell it. They've got their hands out. And corporations, individuals, groups, they're out to pay for it. And they do. And they get their special place in line in this country.
We're going to break here and come back with more points you've got to make. And because I've been asking the questions, I want to hear what's most important on your plate, but also take some calls. But think about this question when we come back first. Why are they announcing TSA checkpoints on the highways? Why are they ordering 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 cal? Why are they announcing armored pillboxes? Why is the head of the Army announcing they want to put armed troops stationed in every city and admitting that it's for domestic groups, not Al-Qaeda now? I mean, this is like a science fiction movie. And in Europe, they're announcing currency controls. They may not let you leave the country. I mean, this world is going into tyranny. It's really scary. We'll get your take on that.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've got it.
Mr. Inspector, coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Look, the big mega corporations that are monopoly men, they want a giant dependent welfare class. They don't want a middle class. The system wants big government. You can have people that come out and say, oh, no, they want libertarianism. Yeah, there are some globalists who want to call it libertarianism and privatize things that are already public, but then just operate as government ripping you off. Don't confuse that Bilderberg, you know, Peter Thiel type idea as real constitutionalism or what you call libertarianism. You know, the ideas of drug decriminalization, the ideas of states' rights, the idea of not having a nanny state. I want to get the governor's take on the police state question I brought up with the proliferation of the military, the checkpoints, all of it here in a moment. Then your phone calls will also ask me about the nanny state. California is moving into New York City saying no soft drinks above 16 ounces. Milk products will be banned. Popcorn. I mean, we're actually saying this. I mean, I feel crazy when I say it. I feel like I'm lying. Even though it's in the news, my brain says that can't be true. feels like I'm saying Martians landed in Central Park. I mean, it sounds crazy. 30,000 armed drones sounds crazy. The head of the army saying, the Secretary of the Army 2 weeks ago, and the CFR saying, we're going to have armed troops in every city to take on the Americans. I mean, I'm ranting. We're going back to the governor here in a moment. I want to tell you about one of the ways we fund our operation, and that is selling products that I believe in. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter side-by-side against all the other major competitors. You can check it out at InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We'll also get you there. We already had the lowest prices on the ProPure, but you can get an additional 10% off at checkout by entering the code WATER, W-A-T-E-R, if you're public school educated like I am. And then last but not least, I have found the best field filter that makes even, you know, scummy swamp water safe to drink. We have the lowest price on the Life Straw, and you get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers when you order it at InfoWars.com. So ProPure, the lowest price at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsShop.com, and Life Straw, the best field filter out there. Amazing technology. Life Straw, ProPure, both available at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We also, because it's back in print, we sold these about a decade ago, but they went out of print. Now they've been reprinted, a new, you know, bigger edition. It's a wider page, bigger font. Gary Allen, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Very, very powerful book, available at InfoWars.com, discounted as well, along with Tragedy and Hope that Ron Paul was talking about in the last hour, all at InfoWarsShop.com, and we are listener-supported. Okay, going back to the governor. Governor, you heard my question, my diatribe, about the accelerating, not even federalization, but militarization of everything and shifting from it's for Al-Qaeda to it's for libertarian right-wing extremists. What do you make of this, and what would you do as president? What will you say in the debates about this issue?
Well, the root of all evil are politicians that want to get elected to save you and I from all of the what's bad in the world, whether that be drugs, whether that be the illegal immigrant, whether that be poor health care, whether that be the terrorist threat, and so we need to bomb Iran, and we need to get in an endless war in Afghanistan. And so it's politicians at the root of all evil, creating with the executive, with the president, new agencies to address all these fears, and then the bureaucrats that run amok to go along with this. Look, I will tell you, as governor of New Mexico, my experience, good government was easy. It wasn't hard. And it started with looking at issues first and politics last. Don't discount electing a president of the United States beholden to no one, that goes in, and if no laws change, being able to control all these agencies because the President of the United States appoints the heads of all these agencies, because the President of the United States appoints the heads of all and the membership of all boards and commissions, the President of the United States controls rules and regulations. The President of the United States controls exactly what it is that you are talking about right now, because these are all being driven through the various bureaucracies. That can come to an end, electing a president of the United States that's actually going to bring leadership as opposed to status quo and being bought and paid for.
Very well said. Now, again, getting back to Ron Paul here briefly. You know, Ron Paul says let the states, you know, handle it with abortion and things. But then you get off into other issues that, you know, that are national sovereignty issues. You mentioned illegal aliens. Well, they use the illegals as an excuse to put in biometrics, but then don't even use it against them. Bank of America, you know, wants three forms of ID for my crew members. We've been in there and shot video of it. One of my guys who had a bank account there. But an illegal can come in with a fake consular matricula. You can almost get out of Cracker Jack boxes. I understand immigrants are hardworking, as many of them are, actually do help the economy. My issue is not with them. It's that the government, Republicans as well, give them welfare, get them on the system, teach them victimology and all of this liberation theology. I mean, when I was in high school at Anderson High, they were teaching us, you know, that America was evil and Mexico is going to take over. And this was white teachers doing this, by the way. I mean, this is what the government wants, is to kind of break things up, have us at each other's throats. And I understand you represented a border state there in New Mexico, but you can't have the illegals here and you got to kick them out because of the welfare. I mean, you know, they come across the border, they have their kids, they immediately, I have to pay for it. And then the illegals end up becoming Democrats who vote 90% of the time to try to ban my guns. So that's why I have the problem with the illegal alien. So how do you deal with that as president?
Well, I think we make it as easy as possible for someone that wants to come into this country and work to get a work visa. I'm not talking about citizenship. I'm not talking about a green card. I'm talking about a work visa that would entail a background check, because we don't want criminals working in this country. With regard to the 11 million illegal immigrants that are here in this country right now, I think we need to set up a grace period where we can get them a work visa. And you're absolutely right about welfare. We do not want this to be about welfare. It needs to be about work. The third promise I'm making when it comes to the economy, besides submitting a balanced budget and vetoing expenditures that exceed revenue, is I am advocating throwing out the entire federal tax system, throwing out the income tax, throwing out corporate tax, withholdings, abolishing the IRS and replacing it with one federal consumption tax, in this case, the fair tax. If we implement the fair tax, taxes will not be an issue, whether it's illegal immigrants, legal immigrants, U.S. citizens, visitors. No one is going to be able to do it.
Yes, I understand that would turbocharge the economy. Here's the problem, and I was told by insiders 18 years ago, and turned out to be very accurate, that they were going to always come out and have people push a fair tax or a flat tax, a sales tax, VAT, whatever the case is, and then bait and switch and call the income tax through Social Security at 10%, and then have basically 9999. You know, the real plan that he was pushing was four nines, and so then they can always jack the nines up later, and it's just a way to get total federal surveillance of now all the sales happening at the point of sale. I mean, what is your fair tax plan?
Well, my fair tax plan is the fair tax. It's the consumption. So for those listening, watching, get online, fairtax.org. It does away with the 16th Amendment. No more income tax and no more withholdings from your payroll check. So, Alex, Social Security, Medicare, unemployment comes out of the proceeds of the fair tax.
No, I understand, but I mean, you're pledging that this would not happen unless we did get rid of the income tax.
That is part of the fair tax package, which 90 congressmen and women have signed on to this point. So the discussion or the template is there.
I know, but notice Neil Bortz even pushed that, but then as soon as it got down to the point, it was 999. And they left out the other nine. It just makes my head hurt to think.
Well, this 999 is something completely different.
No. I know it is, but I'm saying that's what they're going to end up pushing is, we're not going to call it the income tax, but we're going to call it a Social Security tax.
Well, it wouldn't be a Social Security tax because the proceeds of Social Security come out of the proceeds of the fair tax. Now, you're right to criticize the finer points of all this, but to go to one federal consumption tax is really a vast improvement over what we currently have. And imagine abolishment of the IRS and the ramifications that will have on the economy, that all of us don't end up spending months out of the year dealing with our taxes.
Now, I hear you. Let's go to some phone calls. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson is our guest. He's the Libertarian presidential candidate 2012, GaryJohnson2012.com. Or you can do the big boy thing and support Mitt Romney or Obama. You can grow up, like one editorialist said, of people that wouldn't compromise. Folks, compromising has gotten us here. And if it was real compromise, I might be for compromise occasionally. But All we hear is compromise, compromise, like Gary was saying. Work together. No, that means you give up ground to big government, regulations, nanny state. That was my last question. I promise we're going to calls, Governor. What is your take on the orgy of nanny state? Dogs have got to be in seatbelts or have or licenses for a paddleboard in Minnesota. Jesse Ventura's in Forbes talking about that. Talked about it 2 days ago here, Governor Ventura. We've got can't have popcorn, want to ban milk products in New York, banning soft drinks.
Hopefully I'm speaking the obvious here. Bloomberg comes out, talks about sodas and the fact that they're unhealthy, drinking a soda over 16 ounces. Well, he's absolutely right, but he's going to make this government policy. Okay, so let's just look at this for a second. He makes this government policy. He makes it a law. You can't sell sodas over 16
ounces. You just buy two 12-ouncers.
You just buy two 12-ouncers. But the point is, let's say he implements this. It's very, you know what, it brings about awareness. People actually do get healthier. They're able to measure this somehow. But that's Bloomberg. He puts it into play. But then his successor, because it actually is showing, and I don't think it would have anything to do with this law. It would just have to do with the awareness that went along with it. But then his successor comes along and criminalizes a 32-ounce container, criminalizes activities that otherwise wouldn't be criminal. You know, this buckling up the dog, the fine for not buckling up your dog is higher than the fine for not buckling up your child.
Exactly.
That's where it goes to. It isn't the initial thought. The initial thought is well-intended, and it really does have a basis in better human behavior, healthier human behavior.
Yeah, but you can't have the government telling you what size drink you can have.
Exactly, because the ramifications of this is you end up criminalizing the 32-ounce container. And then you end up with a bureaucracy that's going to roam the streets to make sure that, oh, there's somebody with a really big cup. Is there water in the cup or is there Coke in the
Absolutely,
cup?
Governor. Coke?
Yeah.
No, it's going to give the police total excuses to get involved in our lives. It's a nightmare. Let's talk to, there's so many callers here. Let's talk to Keith in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Governor Johnson. Go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Real quick, I wanted to let you know how I woke up. I was laid off of my job in 2009, and I all of a sudden had all this time on my hands to do research and find things out. And it also led me to a hobby of mine, which turned into my career of playing poker online, and that's how I made my living. I'm sure you guys are aware of everything that's going on with that now. So I was just curious to know where Gary Johnson stands on, me being able to make a living with online poker.
Yeah, where are you on online gaming, sir?
Well, I reached out to the poker players, this was well over a year ago, and said this is crazy. This should be a U.S. enterprise, and that the government bans it, and then so all poker players have to play poker online with offshore enterprises dictating it. Well, then the Justice Department cracks down on that. So what we've done is we've taken away 10 million Americans, a passion for playing poker online, and we've taken that away. We're going to allow them to go into a casino, though, where they have to lose hundreds of dollars.
Well, that's what it's about. It's about going and doing rigged slot machines instead of having fun playing poker. And it's the same Justice Department caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Thank you, caller. Governor, what's your...
Yeah, and then here's another thing. Oh, all right, I'm a mountain biker. That's my passion. So I am riding my mountain bike on public trails that are now being subject to being closed to my mountain bike, but horses are allowed on those same trails. Horse excrement okay, but mountain bike tires not okay. That's the government, and this is online poker. Look, online poker. I should be able to play poker in this country, and I should be able to play poker in this country on a site that's owned by Americans generating tens of thousands of jobs nationwide to accommodate the demand that goes along with online poker. But no, I can't do that, but I can go into a casino. And don't you know that the basis of all that legislation was the special interests, casino interests?
Of course, it's the real mafia not wanting you to be able to play poker with somebody. Amazing. Let's talk to Steve in Michigan on water fluoridation. Go ahead, Steve. Steve in Michigan, you're on the air with Gary Johnson. You have a water fluoridation question? I really wanted to hear that question. I can hear the guy breathing. We'll put him on hold. Kevin, you're on the air with Governor Gary Johnson. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I'm a former proud liberal Democrat who in 08 became a, you know, Ron Paul supporter. You know, big government was being used not to, I felt the money was never getting to where it was promised. And then, you know, I really responded to Ron Paul's answer to corruption. I've supported him in 12. I do not feel any anguish about the, you know, Rand Paul endorsement. He can do what he wants. I feel grateful that we have a libertarian candidate that's on the ballot in all 50 states. I'm hopeful that the other libertarians and constitutionalists join and can switch over in mass and support Johnson's campaign. It would be just as if Ron Paul did switch over and do the third party.
Yeah, we need to turbocharge that and really work to make sure he gets coverage. Thank you so much. Governor Johnson, comments on what he just said.
No, just right on. All I'm asking is give me a look. Gary Johnson, 2012. Give me a look. See if anything that I have done suggests that I am anything about big government, if I am anything about taking away civil liberties. Arguably, I've done a better job of someone who's been in office of taking these interests on than anybody else, and that's what I'm putting myself out there as.
Well, you certainly did what you said you would do as governor. Even though I disagree with you on a few issues, the fact that you do what you say you're going to do, I mean, that is such a rare political resource that I'm going to support you. I'm not going to support Mitt Romney.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or be prepared.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 800-577-8644 right now for more details. Call 800-577-8644 for your free one-month supply. That's 800-577-8644 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Call now.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Final segment with Governor Gary Johnson here. Up at InfoWars.com, here's some of the headlines. Tom Woods, Ron Paul, don't endorse Mitt Romney, the video of that. Ron Paul 2012, should listen to Ron Paul 2008, that full video. Chuck Baldwin warns Ron Paul. U.S. congressmen demand justification for drone strikes. So is Rand Paul doing a good job there. Transhumanism agenda enforced with nanoweapons. The nanny state is here. Life in occupied America with a Cade. Nigel Farage, member of the EU Parliament. The Euro Titanic has now hit an iceberg. And so much more at InfoWars.com. Okay, Steve in Michigan, you were away from the phone, but I want to hear your fluoridation question. Go ahead for Gary Johnson. You're on the air with the governor.
Hey, Gary. You know, first of all, I want to say I know you mean well, and you have an acute understanding of fiscal policy and the financial debacle we face as a nation. However, when you visited Michigan State University last year, you were hosted by the Young Americans for Liberty student organization, and I asked you a couple questions. One had to deal with fluoridation of municipal water supplies, to which you responded without hesitation, shrugging your shoulders, saying, well, my dentist says it's good, so it can't be that bad. And then also I asked you about Janet Napolitano's See Something, Say Something campaign, to which you kind of likened it to a neighborhood watch, and you said maybe it's not a bad thing. So I know you're not a bad guy, but I want to hear your rebuttal, maybe flush it out what you meant
by
that.
Yeah, okay, thank you, caller. The issue of See Something, Say Something, let's take that first. Their point is, though, they want to get us all tattletaling on each other, and it creates this fear that terrorists are hiding under the table.
Well, look, if See Something, Say Something is reporting to the authorities that your parents are smoking pot and then your parents end up in jail, which is, we've seen instances of this all the time. No, that's not a good thing. So, Steve, I really always want to be honest and forthright, and the See Something, Say Something in terms of no TSA, in terms of no Homeland Security, and gee, if you really do see something, that you should report it.
Exactly. If I see somebody doing something illegal, I will call the police or do something myself. You're for getting rid of Homeland Security. I mean, that answers, you said that before he came on.
Well, so my point is that this is the kind of thing, without government, this is the kind of a thing that we can rely on. Fluoridation. Look, I don't want to make it a federal government program to fluoridate the water, but if your city's fluoridating the water and it's something that you're absolutely opposed to, then that's where that issue should reside, not certainly with the federal government.
Sure, I think those are good answers, and we can further educate you on those things. Real fast, let's talk to Dan in New Mexico. Last caller we have time for. Sorry to the other callers. Dan, go ahead.
Hello, Governor Johnson. Call from Albuquerque here, and we definitely support you. Definitely, no doubt about it. Here in Vantana Ranch, I got my sign up. A couple things. First is I'd like you to address how you would get homeschoolers better supported.
We only got about a minute and a half. Okay, homeschoolers. What else?
Number two is that I do think that you can win. I think it's a money issue. I'd like to help with that. I'd like to call the Utah office. Can you give me a name to talk to?
Get online, GaryJohnson2012.com. Talk to Grant.
And, okay, thank you. We'll got to jump, but folks, even if the point of supporting is to get the word out. Bottom line, you only lose by not trying. Governor, real quick, what's your view on homeschooling and the assaults on that?
Well, I'm an absolute supporter of homeschooling, so when it comes to the federal government and what should the federal government do regarding education, abolish the federal Department of Education. Give all this back to the states, 50 laboratories of innovation and best practice, and that's exactly what we'll have. But get the federal government out of education. Established in 1978, look at educational performance from 1978.
It's gone straight down. Governor?
Nothing to suggest value added.
Absolutely. Candidate for president. Thank you so much, Gary Johnson. Big show tonight on TV, 7 o'clock. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening.
Nuclear reactors in Austin.
Visit GCN Live.
And Waste Storage.